Long-term pattern of this administration manipulating the laws for its own convenience. And it's not hard to understand why the American people question this administration's commitment to the rule of law.
All right, that's Boehner reacting to the latest extension of Obamacare. Hey, everybody, how you doing in those nooks and crannies out there across America and beyond our borders, too, by the way? So, Obamacare with the delays and extensions, this is something we're used to, except for here's the thing. March 31st was that, the deadline for enrollment. That's it. We've already pushed it. So now what is happening here is the deadline for people, individuals, to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act now is pushed. The Americans without health coverage of any kind were supposed to have paid a penalty. But Tuesday, the Department of Health and Human Services, which you all know, which administers Obamacare, announced that it's going to give you more time, if you need to apply through the federal marketplace. What you do is, when you go in, because it's going to be so jammed with a wave of people trying to get through to the website and they can't, you just check a box and saying that you've got, you know, once you do, saying that you've got the health insurance. So you might not have paid, you might not have completed it, but you checked the box. So the deadline was supposed to be the 31st. They compare it to Election Day, that if you were in line, and when they close, you still get to do it anyway. You still get to vote. Well, that's not how it works. You don't get to vote once the polls close. So now, if you were turned away because you couldn't complete your enrollment, it's okay. We're still going to let you, we're going to give you the honor system, and we're going to let you fill it out at your leisure. So I don't get it. I don't get this one because it was so drilled into everyone's head that the 31st, after already pushing the date. I agree with Boehner, surprisingly. I do on this one. That there's been these many delays. Okay, there was going to be problems. Of course it was going to be arduous and hard to implement that. I get it. But this is the point where the line has to be in the sand. Come on. What about all those people who already signed up? What about the people that killed themselves on the websites for a long time? We know some of those people. They've called the show. I know some of those people personally who got beat up and were complaining about how rough it was to try to get any information. And then once they got the insurance, there was confusion over the dental side of it. They don't know what's covered and, oh, we're working it out and all this other stuff. And so now all these people sign up for it. They're paying. And you could say, well, they got coverage in case something happened. But they made sure they got in at the deadline. Now it's just like a open season for, well, forget that. We're going to give you some more time. Yeah, something's not right with that. I agree. I mean, Boehner said, this was his exact quote. He said, what the hell is this, a joke? And I can understand it. I can. Because then that's it. And you cannot make the comparison, making it worse. You cannot make the comparison of wanting to vote, it's you just happen to go to the polls the last second, and it's just crowded, and you're not going to make it. That's why everybody else had to get out of work early, had to run to get their kids fed, had to do all the things you have to do. It's just not fair for the people who did what they were supposed to do, I think. And beyond that, it's another push. And saying, well, it's the honor system. Really? It's the honor system. What honor system is that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. All right, here's something that doesn't make any sense either, because we keep getting the same story for Flight 370. Now there's 120-some objects that have been seen by the satellite in the part of the Indian Ocean that's off of Perth. But bad weather is not helping this situation. Trying to find traces of Malaysian Airlines 370 is like a needle in the haystack. because every time they're out there, it's like they're on the Poseidon Adventure. The waves are so high, the current's unpredictable, it's too dangerous. And then the same for the overhead, any kind of aircraft. So if they can't do it, they can't do it. The search teams, if they can't go to the remote area and there's almost zero visibility because you've got clouds that are reaching to the surface of the water, and you've got all that icing and turbulence, well, you can't do it. I mean, that's how it is. You just can't. What can you expect from these people? So they're hoping they're going to be back there Friday, the air people. So it's the second time this week that they've had to call it off. This is 1,500 miles southwest of Perth. Nothing happened on Tuesday because of stormy weather. The delay is prolonging an already ridiculous hunt, because we don't even know it's for sure, for this plane that's now been missing for 20 days, the 777. It disappeared March 8th over Southeast Asia with 239 people on the flight. Malaysia says it got satellite images showing 122 specifically potential objects floating in the ocean, but they don't know. It could just be something from the cargo ships that go through there. Or it could be something else. So much speculation. Very little fact. Now the biggest thing is the fact that the discussion that the pilot could have downed the flight, that he was depressed, he was separated from his wife, and that it wasn't a mechanical problem. That it was the pilot, that the pilot purposely did this. Something happened in the cockpit. Nobody making cell phone calls, any of that kind of stuff. I can see why you would look at the cockpit. You would look at the pilots. Of course, that would be the natural thing to do in any kind of crash. They got to get that black box. So it's brutal as they keep pushing off this search. Every time they do that, that's less of a chance of finding the plane. You can only hope that they do. And they figure out what happened. They piece it together and come up with what caused this plane to do what it did. Still right now, some people think we might not even find the plane. And that's a good assumption. We might not. It might not even be there for sure. You think it's there for sure? Or you think this? The 122 pieces makes you think it is, that they got that right. And also the Australian Prime Minister, I think, would have to feel pretty strongly or otherwise not announce that. Doesn't mean he couldn't do it anyway, but I think feels pretty strongly by what he saw to make that kind of call. Or why bother? We'll see. Hopefully by Friday, they're back in there and they're able to come up with something, pieces of the plane, whatever. Anything that gives relief to those families, man, I'm telling you. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all those nooks and crannies, and welcome to The Point. In South Carolina, a new affiliate here. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. But right now, peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. He is so many things, including a marketing strategist, guru. And he is also a speaker. He's a great speaker. And we're lucky to have him on with us. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. Good to be with you, as always.
All right, so, you know, the big thing is still Putin. What's going to happen with the Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea now? We had somebody on the show last night from Moscow saying they're celebrating. They had fireworks. Putin's a hero. They hope that now more of the Ukraine will go the way of Russia. We've got sanctions floating around, and we still have a president who appears pretty weak, definitely to the people in Russia, but also to some others in Europe. What do you think has happened now? Where's the needle moved on this Ukrainian thing?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's clear there's a number of points of evidence that the Russians are very pleased with Putin, at least the common Russian people, because he's, you know, in many respects, a lot of Russians feel they were humiliated after the end of the Cold War. And Putin has, if you like, built up Mother Russia. 2 weeks ago, we talked about this whole, it's sort of history repeating itself. Obviously, it's a very different side of the fence, but when the Germans were humiliated after World War One, and a lot of people, the common German people, were often rallied behind Hitler. They didn't necessarily agree with all of his politics, but they restored their dignity, a dignity that at some level had been taken away, and he made some bold moves. He took over some, you know, Hitler took over some territories that were adjacent to Germany, and the European powers didn't stand up to that, so that emboldened the German people. And it's really interesting to see how the same thing is happening with Putin, that the average person is clearly standing behind him. They don't realize necessarily the consequences that could lay down the road, and I think that's one of the things that your speaker was talking about tonight. and you know, to the average person. And I think Putin's is feeling emboldened. He's, you know, amassing troops on the border now. I think 30,000. The latest report I saw was 30,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. There's another strip of land which is in Moldavia, which is also they're veering towards Russia too. And I think he could be set to take over that too. So, you know, he's not getting any negative press. And it was interesting. There was a speech today. I don't know if you saw part of that speech that Obama made, to NATO. And some of the media would describe, oh, he was a strong speech standing up. But to me, this is, it's a paper tiger. There's nothing there that he's really saying that, you know, I think the Russians are laughing at us at this point. There is, I mean, what do you think, Kate?
Oh, yeah. I think the Russians are laughing at us. That's why they are setting off fireworks and celebrating and saying, oh, let's showing on state-run TV other possibilities of little slivers of territory that perhaps could go back to Russia. So absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Hey, there's something else, yeah, I wanted to wiggle in here closer to home, because you and I have talked a lot since you've been doing this about Obamacare and now these deadlines and the deadlines that get pushed. Another deadline gets extended, and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, just simply said, is this a joke? Saying, you know, this new flexible deadline makes Affordable Care, the whole Affordable Care Act, even more meaningless. That's what Boehner's saying, because now they can't even, they've got this honor system to decide whether people are eligible for a later deadline or not. It's crazy, because now March 31st is no more, and they can't even figure out when that deadline's going to be. And he's right. It is nuts. Why set up the deadline? All those people panicked, some of them anyway, signed up for health insurance, and now you've got other people that can sort of decide if they just want to push it.
Well, if you have gone in on this message, it's fascinating at some level. This is now about the, my understanding, this is about the 30th, kind of deadline or rule change that's been made, which basically the Democrats are sending the message that the Affordable Health Care Act is unworkable. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what they're saying. And this new deadline basically saying, and as you said, the honor system, basically what that means is, and this is what I think is going to happen. I mean, the very one thing that they're saying that they needed more people enrolled, because if you don't have people enrolled, especially younger people, then it's not going to work. The insurance rates are going to skyrocket because they're not getting enough young people. Now, here's the ridiculous. I mean, I think one of the most ridiculous things that I heard today, Harry Reid said, well, one of the problems is that the people who are getting on the Internet, they really don't know how to use the Internet. Well, that is a direct contradiction. Wait a minute. If you want younger people, they certainly know how to use the Internet. Let's get real here. Yes, there may be some 62-year-olds, 63-year-olds who don't understand the Internet so well, but wait a minute, they're only a year or two away from getting Medicare, Medicaid. So there is no incentive. I mean, you don't need more of those. You want more young people. The young people, percentages, I think you needed about 38%, and we're still somewhere now around 23% of young people signed up. And the other factor is having this open-ended deadline, this honor system, basically now what you're going to have is people are coming onto this and they're going to say, well, I don't need to enroll. There's no penalty for me not enrolling. So I'll simply wait until something happens. So, you know, I'm out, you know, whatever. I'm a young person. I'm going to be out there, you know, playing touch football, and all of a sudden, whoops, I get an accident, break a leg. Okay, on my way to hospital, I'll think I'll sign up at that point because I don't need it. I'm not going to sign up, which means that the costs, because it's no longer insurance, and so therefore the costs are going to skyrocket. And so what's going to happen here as a result of this, I believe, is that the insurance company is going to realize, okay, because they have to manage the risk. They can't manage the risk right now because they're not getting the critical mass of people signing up. People signing up late or only signing up when they need the health care will mean the costs will escalate. So if you think we've got a sticker shock now, you wait until people start re-upping, and they're going to get massive sticker shock. because it's going to become completely unaffordable. This will become the unaffordable Health Care Act. That's what the Democrats are realizing, and they don't dare, they want to try and hide that from the American people for as long as possible for political purposes. So with the elections coming up, that's my, if you peel back the message, I believe that's what's at the heart of the issue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And speaking of those midterm elections, I mean, this is when people, serious people, vote, because you don't have a presidential election draws more people. Let's face it. That's the way it rolls. But there are a lot of things at stake here, including the balance of the Senate. Nate Silver came out the other day, and he crunches all the numbers and analyzes it on his website and has a lot of sway. And Nate said he believes that the Republicans will take back the Senate. The Democrats are running around really, really trying to put a message together. They did that today, unveiling a new agenda aimed at the end of the year and really drawing a big contrast with the Republicans. They're doing paycheck fairness for women, increased minimum wage, ease student loans, and tax fairness. Do you think it's going to work?
Well, they're throwing everything into the pot at this point. I've even there was an interesting study done by George Washington University of their battleground poll, and with all the bad news, and basically one of the things that they're saying is that the voters are very likely to vote, especially one of the silver linings for the Democrats is marijuana. 82% of respondents disapprove of Congress, but both parties are universally despised, according to this poll. But, 73%, especially younger people, support medical marijuana in their state, and 53% back decriminalizing pot. So they're more likely to go to the polls if marijuana is on the ballot. So I believe that the Democrats are going to put a lot of marijuana on the ballot. Because the looser the marijuana laws, then you're going to have higher levels of motivation among younger people to vote, single people, a group that skews Democratic. So, yes, they're throwing everything into the pot at this point. No, actually, I did intend that. But
I was going to say that's 10 points for that one. That was very good. All right, always a lot of fun. Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you to all your listeners.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Another version of We Can Count. Until then, how about this? Lois Lerner. Every time I say her name, I think the anti-Lois Lane. I really believe with this woman, there's so much more than meets the eye. So you know who she is. IRS took the fifth, right? So the Internal Revenue Service documents requested by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, they say could take years to produce, of course. And the commissioner really went at it with Republicans over the investigation and the handling of the applications for the tax-exempt status of conservative groups. The Oversight Committee subpoenaed the IRS for all the emails, you already know this, and from key people in the controversy, including the exempt organization's director, Lois Lerner. That's how she got in the middle of this, because she was in charge. Lerner has twice refused to testify to the committee. So the emails would be the thing that you would plug in instead. A lot of people think that she could be held in contempt of court eventually. So the committee has asked for all the emails to and from her and her subordinate, the general counsel and the chief of staff. They want all of those emails to try to see if they can piece anything together, let's face it. So the IRS has been focusing on producing documents with certain keywords like Tea Party and election. If the Oversight Committee wants all the emails from those employees, they say it'll get millions of emails, most of which will be irrelevant. But I like that word, most of which will be irrelevant. Okay, well then, why don't you help us out and give us the relevant ones? But of course the answer is no. Do you know that the IRS has spent 10 months and $15 million complying with investigations? They say it could take 10 more months to comply with a broader sweeping request. So here's the deal. They're not producing the ones they know that lead to the pot of gold, because there has to be something more here. I really believe that in this one. I do. And I'm going to say what I've said sometimes on some other issues. Just push the politics aside for a minute. Now, if you have a pile of organizations who happen to say Tea Party, Patriot Party, and they're applying for tax-exempt status, and you end up with only that pile on your desk, don't you think people, if it's found out, that's going to be something that's questioned? What if it were the reverse side of this, and it were Democrats? Well, of course, they would scream bloody murder saying, oh, this is politics. This is about an election year. This is crap. So listen, it's always when it goes the other way, it's fair to say the same thing. That's why I say push the politics aside, right? Because this is a case of, I really think it, where there's smoke, there's fire. Or just produce these specific emails and say, look, there is nothing here, you fools. But they're not doing that. And that's the problem. So bury them in all this other stuff, waste all this money, and then hope it goes away and make everybody that's requesting this look like a bunch of nuts. But they're not nuts. I think if it's clear, if you had that many groups that were shoved aside and were shoved aside for so long, and I think it's fair game to question that and say, what are you doing? It was on purpose. So whose idea was it to do that? And they're not going to give anyone up. The whole thing is, can you outlast them? That's why they need to go for contempt, and why it may come down to that. And then she's going to have to come up with that info or spend a bunch of time in jail, a lot of time in jail. That's why the fifth, if there was nothing to hide, they would say, listen, that's when you get smug. When you know, when somebody's railroading you and going after you on any of these committees, and you know you're in the right, you know that it's bogus or someone trumped it up and it's not true. There was no piles of organizations that said Tea Party on anyone's desk. They all were processed. They would have so quickly, they would have slammed it in their face, meaning Daryl Issa especially, but they couldn't. So there you go. We're now in the middle of this, which is, of course, wasting time and money. But we're not going to get the truth. All right, I can't believe I haven't even gotten to this one because this is so typical. But I would pull out the dungeon, but I'm not going to make Nathan work that hard. Give him a day to rest a little bit. Otherwise, and it'd be such a layup to do this anyway, the Charlotte mayor, we would shove him in our America Tonight dungeon. The mayor resigned after his public corruption arrest. So here's the deal. This is a guy who was on city council. He was somebody who, just proclaimed his love for the people of Charlotte. And what he loved was getting his hands, allegedly, on the extra cash that he could get. So here's what the scoop is in a nutshell. This mayor, his name is Patrick Cannon, is accused of getting close to $50,000 in bribes from undercover FBI agents posing as business guys who wanted to do business in the city. And he certainly was happy to take their money. So once he was caught in the net, of course he had to resign because he says the charges would create too much distraction for the business of the city to go forward. So theft, bribery, they're all some of the charges he's facing. He solicited, he accepted cash from the agents. They were posing as real estate developers and investors. And this is a guy who's a native son. He's grew up in Charlotte, born and bred. But he was happy to take the money. So if he's convicted on all the charges, it's almost like one of those Kwame Kilpatrick things. He faces 20 years in prison and about $1 million in fines. And this is a guy who was elected mayor in November. He was replacing Anthony Fox, who was named Transportation Secretary by President Obama, a Democrat. And he was only happy to fall into that FBI trap. The last time was February 21st, $20,000 in cash at the mayor's office. That's pretty brazen to just take the money out. Here's the envelopes of the money, because there's no checks that are being passed. It's money. It's cold, hard cash. And so now he's going to have to deal with that. And his resignation letter doesn't read like, geez, I apologize, blah, 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 just that the charges would create too much of a hubbub for now. This is sad. It's sad for his family. It's sad for the city, especially the fact that he's been involved in city council. He was one of the most popular people in Charlotte, and he was quick to grab the bucks because, you know, that would mean that who knows what kind of deals would go on or had gone on with any other real estate people. Obviously, they knew, and that's why they targeted him, that he was willing to take the money. So we'll see how this all plays out. And we'll see if he ends up doing some time for it, pays the fine, maybe it's reduced, you know, whatever. But, boy, it's with the way these state governments are being run, it's just as bad or worse with what we're seeing in our federal government, too. Very, very sad. When you have someone that's so popular and seems like such a good guy, to let the people down that way. Now, this is interesting. How about this? An internal review of the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal might clear some of the aides of Governor Chris Christie. That's what the Wall Street Journal is saying anyway. They say the findings clear the way for the blame to be placed on staffers already named, like the former deputy of chief Bridget Kelly, the former Port Authority of New York and New Jersey official David Wildstein. But it's also expected to find that Christie wasn't involved at all in any of this, where the staffers just orchestrated the lane closures to create bumper-to-bumper traffic on and near a bridge that connects New Jersey to New York, but that Christie had nothing to do with it. How about that? So it'll be made public Thursday morning, and then it gets shipped off to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And this should clear Christie. Christie said he wouldn't comment on the report yet, and that's probably because he's waiting for it to officially come out on Thursday. So that being said, if that's all happens, which I think the Wall Street Journal had a pretty good source on this, then does this mean that Chris Christie is still back in the hunt for president for the Republicans in 2016? Or is it just a little bit too much damage regardless, even though he was able to shake it off? Does he still look like the bully? Does he still get the blowback from his staff bungling in it and closing those lanes, having those lanes closed? I don't know, interesting, because he definitely has had some fallouts as a result of it. But can he bounce back? Maybe. Stay with us. We're doing the numbers thing next on ATN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you ready for this? 12. The Burger King baby. How about this? Catherine Depperell has met the woman who abandoned her 27 years ago in a Pennsylvania Burger King restaurant. So she became the Burger King baby. And she wants to know who her mother was. They got together. It was the first time the two had contact since the mother, who's been in the Lehigh Valley, left Catherine Depperell at the Allentown restaurant on September 15th, 1986. Depperell said, "I'm excited. I have literally not wiped the smile off my face. I never in a million years thought I'd find her. It's definitely the best scenario possible. She's very normal. She's very sweet." Wow. She confirmed that she finally met her. A lot of people wanted to know the story because, of course, this was posted all over the place on Facebook. She went to Facebook looking for her birth mother, and she was blitzed by requests since then. Depperell's mother doesn't want to be identified, but, you know, she went to an attorney to figure out how to handle the situation, and they got together. She publicly launched this search. They arranged a meeting. An attorney arranged the meeting between the mother and the daughter at his office. And she showed up with her youngest of three sons, a 7-month-old, and her adoptive mother. her birth mother showed up with her husband, and they said it was really pure shock. And but she said it was great. For hours they talked. They had questions. Why, you know, she wanted to know why was she left? What is her heritage? Health problems? Things she should know about? She said it was dramatic. It was emotional. But she said that her mother explained to her, and isn't this interesting because people jump to conclusions, that she became pregnant when she was raped in another country by a stranger during a family vacation when she was 16. She was ashamed and embarrassed, so she hid the fact that she was pregnant, and she said she gave birth. It's just crazy. She gave birth to her in her bedroom at 17 without her parents knowing about it, and drove to Burger King to drop off the baby, knowing it would be crowded and someone would find the baby. I mean, this is, you know, just born, basically. And that was it. And she said just because of what happened and because rape victims blame themselves and all that other stuff, that's what she felt like she had to do. How about that? And they say that, you know, maybe they'll be able to keep in touch. And she was very happy she was able to ask her the questions and that kind of thing. And she's not going to press any charges against her. The statute of limitations has run out anyway because she abandoned her. But, you know, they agreed to see each other again. 27 years went by. Wow. I mean, what does that say? 27 years. And the fact that she was so afraid to say anything to anyone, but then left her there. Wow. Imagine that conversation. There's a lot of numbers in that one. And I think the biggest one is the one that I just said. That's a very long time. And obviously, she had a lot of love for her adoptive mother, and was like a real mother to her, so she brought her along with her, you know, for moral support, and that worked out. And that's a good thing it worked out, because sometimes I've heard the opposite, where those stories don't always, they don't always turn out as well. But in this case, it did. We mentioned this the other day, but just briefly in passing, maybe because we talked about it so much leading up to it, but it's worth bringing it up here because of the numbers. You know, there was a lot of commotion over what was going to happen with Bin Laden's son-in-law, and Bin Laden's son-in-law was convicted at a New York City terror trial, and even having the trial, I think, was really downplayed because of thoughts of what that could mean for the courthouse. So the voice of the Al-Qaeda propaganda videotapes after September 11th attacks, that you could hear that in the courtroom. And what happened ultimately for the son-in-law was the verdict came about 6 hours after deliberating over 2 days in the case of the Kuwaiti imam, who is known as Abu Ghaith, the highest-ranking Al-Qaeda figure to face trial on our soil since the attacks. As the verdict was read, Abu Ghaith remained pretty composed, as he had been throughout the trial. And just before he was let out of the courtroom, he turned toward a spectator, a longtime friend from Kuwait, and just smiled. Boy, doesn't that just make you sick? So in a statement, the U.S. attorney said he hoped the verdict brought some measure of comfort to the victims of Al-Qaeda. And he said he was more than just Osama bin Laden's propaganda minister, that within hours after the devastating attacks, Abu Ghaith was using his position in Al-Qaeda's hierarchy to persuade others to pledge themselves to the group in the cause of murdering more Americans. So finally, maybe this does something for the people who lost family on September 11th. And he testified during the three-week trial that he answered bin Laden's request in the hours after the attacks to speak on the circulated videos used to recruit new followers willing to go on suicide missions, like the 19 who hijacked the four planes back in 2001. So that's why they played those tapes, because he was the voice. And he said, you know, the storm of airplanes won't stop, and that tape was played for the jury. So they're pretty damning evidence. Sentencing is set for September 8th. The charges: conspiracy to kill Americans, conspiring to provide support to Al-Qaeda, and providing support to Al-Qaeda, carrying a potential penalty of life in prison, which is most likely what the way that this thing is going to go. He was captured in Jordan last year, brought to New York, and participated in the trial. He listened to testimony and all that kind of stuff, so he didn't scream things out like Allah Akbar and, you know, that kind of stuff. He just was a little smug and went through the rigmarole of the trial, like, I guess, like anyone else other than that, and saying something to the friend and whatever. But finally, after all these years, there is a little bit of comeuppance, if you will, for whatever peace of mind that can add to anyone. And I'm not really sure it gives you any great peace of mind, but it is what should have happened, I think. And let's see what the sentence is, but I don't believe they're going to quibble on that. That's probably going to be life. All right, this would freak me out. I'm not a big fan of fire ants anyway, and I'm sure many of you are not fans of fire ants either. If you ever step on an ant hill, do you ever get bitten by any ants? Luckily for me, that hasn't happened too much to me, but it's happened to people around me, so I've seen it. And here's the deal. The raspberry crazy ants, they're calling them, are destructive and pretty mobile. And they're kind of the angry cousins to the fire ants. And they say they're weeks away from descending on Houston. Since 2008, the ants, which they believe came to Texas from South America aboard a cargo ship in the 30s, have expanded. They've exploded their presence to 27 counties from just 8. Once they're in a house, this is what they do. They zero in on electrical systems. They chew through insulation. They cause short circuits and havoc. And they say that people say, exterminators say, with these raspberry ants, they've been in houses where every time you took a step, you'd be stepping on thousands of ants every time you moved. Oh, that's just awful. It's a reddish-brown ant, and that's why they call it the raspberry ant. Oh, no thank you. I guess there's other ant swarms in 20 counties in Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Boy, I hope it doesn't make it to my neck of the woods. Please, please, no. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.